Everybody okay this morning? It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Sun shining, beginning to shine, you know? It's just wonderful. Of course, it's going to get a little rain later on today.
Oh, yeah.
But that's okay, because it's kind of like a... Rain don't bother us, all right? Because we're walking in victory, the Lord gives us. So Satan attacks, but you know, it doesn't bother us. We walk in victory.
Strengthen you to go out there and give it to someone else. I think it's awesome. This one is called Worthy, and it's by Elevation Worship, and it's pretty much repetitious. So if y'all would like to stand, raise your hands, get into, you know, the presence of God, that would be awesome.
All right. Amen. We like that.
Welcome you in this house today. Worthy are you to be praised.
Worthy, worthy.
Hallelujah. It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours. And I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name.
Yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You deserve the praise.
Jesus.
Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name. Glory
pop
Lord,
up our
Lord, thank you that you are in our midst today. Lord.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I thank you for the word that has already been given and the word that's coming to us.
Yes.
Right. Fill us with your love and fill us with the word of God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I was just standing there thinking, boy, this is right along the lines here. I'm going to be talking about. We've been talking about
portion.
Talking about portion. God is my portion, right?
Yes, he is.
What's a portion? It's what you get when, what? Because you are
an heir.
Because you're an heir, right? You're a son, right? That's, you get a portion. It's in your inheritance, right? Okay. Get you guys back, wake up here. Remember what we're talking about here. Okay, so the portion was very important. It had extreme importance in ancient Israel. God put a lot of importance, to the portion. And one of the things he said about the portion was, I'm giving you this land, right? I'm giving you this land in Palestine, Canaan. And he said that it's yours forever, mm-hmm. right? You can never sell it permanently. You can never sell it permanently. Because your sons will always have the inheritance.
Yeah.
It's going to come back. If it's not redeemed, it'll come back in the year of Jubilee. But it's always going to be there. You get one evil guy, and one lazy guy, and he's got to sell his land. Well, he can do that, but he's not going to take away from his son. His son is going to get that back in the year of Jubilee, right? So, we want to talk about the son, the importance of the son. We've been talking about the inheritance that the son gets. We need to talk about the son. It's important to be a son, right? Well, we started out talking about the son, didn't we? Son of the Father, son's like the Father, son does the things the Father does, right? All this kind of stuff, we talked about that. So I wanted to talk a little bit more about that. This is just a side thing, we'll throw this in here. I looked at the Old Testament, looked at the New Testament. And when God is talking to Abraham and said, I want you to take your son Isaac and go sacrifice him. Well, here's the verse, Genesis 22:2. And he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and get yourself into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Okay, now when he says this, he says, take your son,
uh-huh.
your only son.
Only son.
Okay, that only is the same word, okay, that we find in another verse where it says, and I'll let you finish this verse for me, for God so loved the world.
That's good connection. Good connection, I like that.
Is what kind of son?
Only begotten.
That's the same word used here, only begotten. Same word, both places. Now one's Hebrew and one's Greek, all right? But when in the Septuagint, they translated that, they used that same Greek word.
Yeah.
To translate that. Only unique begotten son. Okay? So God is telling Abraham, you take your only begotten son and you sacrifice.
And think about it. It was the only begotten of the Father. God begotten, because neither one of them could have.
Good point.
So
good
God.
Point,
but actually, in the natural, when you look at it, Abraham had two sons. But he said, no, he said, take the only one, the one that I gave you. Yeah. That one you got out the flesh. That's a good point, Barry.
I appreciate that. So then when God told Abraham, Abraham was about to do it, and God stopped him. And he said in verse 12, he said, lay not your hand upon the lad, neither do you anything unto him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Mm-hmm. That same word. Mm-hmm. He said, your son, then he comes back and says, your only son. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right. So, and then in Psalm 2, 7 through 8, when there's a he's prophesying about Jesus, he says, I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage and the ends of the earth your possession. Okay? Possession and heritage. There it is, all tied together again. You see, when they think of the Son, they think of the Father, they think of his heritage, his inheritance from the Father. That's what the Jews thought. When you said son, they thought of the Father, they thought of the heritage, the possession, the inheritance. Okay? Now, when I say they thought of the Father, again, we looked at some places where, you know, we said the Father and the Son are equal. All right? The Pharisees got onto Jesus. You're calling God your Father. That makes you, you're trying to make yourself equal with God, right? They got all over him about that. They criticized him. But look at this. In Psalm 72:1, it says, give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness unto the king's son. They're put together, aren't they? Not only does the king need your judgments, but the son also, you see. Psalm 144:3, Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the son of man that you make account of him? The son, man, and then the son of man. He links the two together, the father and the son. Okay? Of course, you remember this one from Isaiah 9:6, appropriate this time of year. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. The son shall have the government on his shoulder. Right? Well, that's what happens, right? The father takes the government, transfers it to the son. Sometimes he does it before he dies. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Wait a minute. The Son shall be called the Everlasting Father. Isn't that kind of strange? The Son shall be called the Everlasting Father. See how they're equated there? You see? The Son is like the Father. Right? So, let's look at some more. Let's just read a few verses here. Isaiah 51:12. I, even I, am he that comforts you. Who are you that you should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? Well, don't be afraid of the Father or his Son. Right? Don't be afraid of either one of them, because I'm going to comfort you. All right? Don't be afraid of either one of them, the Father or the Son. Blessed is the man that does this, and the Son of Man that lays hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. So you get blessings on both the Father and the Son who obeys. The Father and the Son who obeys. All right, here's another one, Jeremiah 49:18. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighbor cities thereof, saith the Lord, no man shall abide there. Neither shall a son of man dwell in it. No man shall abide there, neither shall a son of man dwell in it. Neither the father nor the son shall live in these cities. Neither one. See, he's covering all the bases. The father and the son. And here's an interesting one. He then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was a herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. Amos is stressing that he had no training from his father as a prophet. He says, I just want to let you know, don't look at my father and think that I came from him, you know, got this prophet thing. I got this put on me, all right? Just me, all right? In the role as his prophet, he was not the same as his father. He wanted to stress that to him. So what does the son receive from his father? What does the capital S-O-N receive from the capital F-A-T-H-E-R? Well, in John 3:35, it says, this father loves the son and has given all things into his hand. All things. Jesus gets all things. Okay. John 5:22-23. Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent him. So he gets all things, he gets all judgment. The Son gets all things, gets all judgment. All is what? Pretty much all, isn't it? Is there anything that's not in all? It gets all. Okay? But then it goes on and it says that all men should honor the Son.
Yeah.
Even as they honor the Father. Whoa. You honor the Father, then you should honor the Son. You see the equation? How the two are like one? Okay? Now this really spoke to the Jews. When they heard this, because of their background, their heritage, all the things they had been taught, all the things they had lived on, all this really spoke to them. I mean, it just came real. It became live to them. It's like, wow, this really speaks to me. Yes, of course. People honor the Son like they honor the Father because the Son does what the Father does. He does the good things the Father does. He does the good work that the Father does. Of course you honor the Son. It's only natural that we should honor Jesus as we honor God, the Father. Whoa. Well, that threw him a loop. See, that threw him a loop, didn't it? So, he that honors not the Son honors not the Father who has sent him. Worthy is the Son to receive honor. Worthy. We just sang about that, didn't we? Worthy is the Son to receive honor. Because we're going to call him Everlasting Father, the Mighty God. You see, he's worthy. He's worthy. So, we got this new concept is introduced, and that is honor. He's going to get honor. All right? The Father has given him all judgment. He's given him all everything. But now, all things, and now he's talking about, well, what about honor? What about glory? John 13, Jesus said, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. The Father and the Son, glory. Father and the Son, glory. Jesus said in John 14:13, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
Yeah.
Thank you, Charles. I heard you say, I saw you saying that with me. That's right. That's a good one to memorize. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do. Think about that. That's pretty powerful right there. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. A little later in John 17, he says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you.
Yeah.
They're going to trade glory back and forth, aren't they? See? Glory going both ways. Acts 3:13, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus. Amen? This is speaking directly to the Jews, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. He said to the Jews, look, the God you worship glorified Jesus. He glorified his Son. The prodigal son realized that he was not like his father. Right? Amos recognized he wasn't like his father. But the prodigal came back and he said, I'm not like my father. I don't want to sully your reputation. I don't want people thinking that we're the same. Just make me a hired servant in your house. You see, just make me like a hired servant. I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. I am no more worthy. He recognized his unworthiness. Jesus was worthy, but he recognized his unworthiness. But God does not treat us as servants, as slaves, does he? He does the same thing that the Father did in the parable. He welcomes us as sons with all the rights of sonship and inheritance. We get all that. We're not worthy, but we get all that. We can be closely associated with him. Right? We can be closely associated. They see us and say, man, you know, you must be a Christian. Do things like that. Wow. We strive to become the image of Jesus Christ by continuing to learn and obey his teachings. You know how sometimes somebody will talk about a son and say, boy, he's a splitting image of his father. He's a splitting image. Just looks like you like him. I knew a guy one time, and I heard his son talk. I guess it was on the phone or something. You know, I just heard him talk. I didn't look around to see. I thought it was his father talking because they talked exactly alike. Just sounded the same. Just like his father. Just like his father. So we can take comfort in the fact, read Galatians 4:4-7. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. Mm-hmm. And because you are sons, God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Mm-hmm. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir through God. That's where we are. That's where we are. We are heirs.
As he is, so are we in this world.
Amen.
What now?
As he is, so are we.
As he is, so are we. Thank you. Yes. As he is, so are we. We are sons. Praise the Lord, huh? We thank you, Father. Let's pray over the food. Thank you, Father, so much that we can be sons. We thank you so much that we can be the image of Christ as we continue in his word, continue to obey his teachings, continue to study his word, Father. We thank you for that. Thank you that you have given us victory, that you have given us freedom as we continue in your word. Father, we pray your blessings upon today, upon the services today. and all the teaching that goes on. Bless every teacher and every preacher.
Yes, yes.
Father, may your word come forth, and may your glory be shown and be celebrated. Bless the food as we partake of it, Father.
Yes.
And bless us in every way, that we may indeed be images of your Son. Amen.
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 Yeah.